Welcome to the FTC's hearing on data security. This is the ninth in a series of hearings that we're holding on competition and consumer protection in the 21st century. So thank you to all of the workshop participants for taking time from your busy schedules to share your expertise with us. Thank you for all of you for coming today. I understand this is being live streamed, so thank you to everybody in TV land. And a very special thanks to Elisa Gilson, Jim Trilling, and Jared Ho from our Bureau of Consumer Protection, Mike LaGower and Mark Lupino from our Bureau of Economics, and Dan Gilman and the many staff in the Office of Policy Planning that have made these 2 days possible. So first, a disclaimer. I speak only for myself and not for the commission or for any individual commissioner. Sometimes I'm not even sure that I speak for myself. That's because I'm new at this. I've been here about 6 months. And even more interestingly, all of our five commissioners are almost as new as I am. All have joined within the last 7 months. So this is an excellent opportunity for us to revisit policies and question old assumptions. So I don't know, you know, with my disclaimer and my caveat about the amount of time that I've been here at the commission, I really can't predict much, but I can predict this, that data security will continue to be an important priority for the FTC, and that the FTC will not be retreating from its role as the nation's primary data security law enforcement agency. Digital data security has never been more important to businesses and consumers. The rise of online banking, e-commerce, connected homes, connected cars, smartphones, and really with this, connected people. Digital data security becomes more important every day. But hardly a day passes that we don't hear about a new security breach at a major company, and of course this morning is no exception. By one count, there were more than 1,250 data breaches in the last year, with 4.5 billion records compromised. There's an old saw in the data security business, I understand, that there are two kinds of companies, those that have been hacked and those that have been hacked but don't know it yet. So, what have we been doing on data security? Well, like many things in government, we know we use the three-legged stool model. We have law enforcement, policy development, and consumer and business education. First and foremost, law enforcement. We like to think of ourselves as a law enforcement agency. That's where most of our work in this area is done. We have settled more than 60 data security cases on issues ranging from Internet of Things to children's data to financial records. And there's more to come. For example, in January, the FTC staff will be going to trial in D-Link, a case centered on IoT security. Policy development. 2 weeks ago, the commissioners testified before Congress about what data security tools the FTC is using and what additional tools it could use to protect consumers' data. The long and short of it was that the commissioners testified in favor of data security legislation with APA rulemaking for the FTC, along with civil penalties and expanded jurisdiction over telecommunications carriers, nonprofits, and a couple of others. So, also in the realm of policy development, we're currently undergoing a routine regulatory review of our GLBA safeguards rule, which is one of two rules that we have made and enforce with respect to data security, the other being the COPPA rule. When this rule was initially issued in 2002, it was revolutionary in that it was risk-based and prescribed a process rather than a standard or an outcome. It became a model for other risk-based state and federal laws, and also provided useful guidance on data security for large and small enterprises alike. But in the fast-changing world of data security, very little stays up to date for 15 years, like the GLBA safeguards rule has, so we're in the process of revisiting that rule to determine if improvements are needed. Today's hearing is a part of the Commission's policy work, and the record developed today will help to inform the Commission further on how best to use its tools to promote appropriate data security. The final leg of this stool is consumer and business education. So I brought along a prop. This is our Cybersecurity for Small Business publication. All of these materials are on our website, and that's where ftc.gov/smallbusiness, and that's where most of the distribution of these materials is done. So these are new materials intended for small businesses, but really can be translated to any business. It includes fact sheets, it includes videos on our website, it includes quizzes and similar training materials for small businesses. Included in here are sort of the basics of data security, physical security, and the NIST framework. We also address four specific scams that target businesses: ransomware, phishing, email spoofing, tech support scams, and then we also delve into more technical issues such as vendor management, cyber insurance, both first-party coverage and third-party coverage, email authentication, web hosting, and remote access. So importantly, this campaign is co-branded with NIST, DHS, and the Small Business Administration, and we also got input from the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. We held a series of roundtables with small businesses in 2017, and they all told us that they need a single unified message from the federal government. They felt as though they were getting different and sometimes conflicting messages from different government agencies, and they wanted one single unified message with easy-to-use resources about cyber threats and how to deal with them. So we responded with this new business education campaign. So that's a useful reminder that we're not the only ones policing data security and providing guidance. So you just heard about our critical partnership with NIST and DHS and SBA, but of course we also have the Department of Justice and the U.S. Postal Inspectors and other federal and state criminal law enforcers who are on the beat. State and federal banking, healthcare, insurance, securities regulators also are policing data security and providing guidance. We have our good friends and partners, the state attorneys general, and of course private industry initiatives, including the payment card network, including the payment card industry data security standards, as well as standards promulgated by public utilities and defense industry and others. Yet, despite all of our best efforts, we seem not yet to have achieved optimal data security. The daily rash of breach announcements make it seem as though all of our efforts are just a drop in the ocean. How do we explain this? On the one hand, maybe our current approach is working, and the apparent uptick in breaches is just a result of more data moving online and the greater sophistication of attackers, or maybe more and better intrusion detection and reporting of breaches. On the other hand, maybe our current approach to data security requires some serious rejiggering, or maybe the current approach is solid, but we just need more of it and better tools to achieve it. So we're here today to ask tough questions about the state of data security and data security regulation. What are the incentives to invest in data security, and are they enough? What does consumer demand for data security look like? Does consumer demand meaningfully drive data security investment? Should we expect consumers to participate in securing their own information? How can we best assess data security at specific firms, and how can we communicate that assessment to the relevant stakeholders, to executives, boards, cyber insurers, card issuers, consumers, regulators? Which regulatory and enforcement approaches are working? Why are they working? Can they be improved? And finally, we need to take a hard look at the FTC. Are our tools up to the task of identifying and remedying lapses in data security? So we're going to be examining these big questions over the course of the next 2 days. This morning, we'll start by focusing on data breaches. Mark Spittler from Verizon Security Research will present on the Data Breach Investigations Report, the annual chronicle of data breaches and their causes. Next, Sebastian Gay from Georgetown's Economics Department will describe his work on how some firms internalize the cost of data breaches and whether their stock prices take a hit and how those firms mitigate that potential impact. And finally, Al Pascal from Javelin Strategy and Research will describe some markers of how data breaches affect consumers. This afternoon, we'll turn to two panel discussions. The first will discuss the incentives to invest in data security, ranging from consumer trust to compliance obligations to cyber insurance, and explore how companies make those investment decisions. The second panel will explore consumer demand for security. During this discussion, we'll hear about emerging security ratings that allow consumers to compare the security of products and whether we can count on consumers to shop on security. Tomorrow, we'll tackle data security assessments. Assessors from a variety of backgrounds, Big Four accounting, security boutiques, cyber insurance firms, will react to a series of hypothetical assessment situations. And these hypos, panelists will address thorny issues like who defines the appropriate scope of an assessment? How does a company with a tight budget and big problems gauge security? And when to look to inside expertise and when an outside perspective may be better? Next, Commissioner Becca Slaughter and Joshua Corman, the co-founder of the I Am the Cavalry Security Initiative, will talk about the current threat landscape and emerging threats. Tomorrow afternoon, panelists will turn to policy with a pair of panels on the U.S. approach to data security and FTC data security enforcement. These panels will examine what regulatory approaches are working, what's falling short, and how the current approaches could be improved. So, we have a lot to cover with presenters and panelists who have thought a lot about these important issues. I'd like now to turn it over to Jared Ho in the Division of Privacy and Identity Protection and Mark Lupino in the Bureau of Economics, who will start us off with a series of presentations about data breaches. Thank you all for coming today and for helping us to think about the state of data security.